Next question is on Jacqueline Anderson, J-A-C-Q-U-E-L-Y, and Anderson 29515. Please address this letter to Dr. Soto, S-O-T-O, the Alfred Soto. The address is Premier Medical Associates, 2403 Southeast 17th Street, Suite 101, Ocala, Florida 34471. Dear Doc, please address this letter to Dr. Soto. Dear Dr. Soto, this is a follow-up note on Mrs. Anderson. She's an 83-year-old delightful lady that I've been following for polycythemia, low ferritin levels, Jack to negative. She had a phlebotomy 6 months ago. Her headaches are considerably better when her hematocrit is less than 45. She denies currently any headache, nausea, vomiting, dizzy, swells, tingling, numbness, or paresthesias. No cough, shortness of breath, paragraph 15, physical available in chart preview, paragraph most recent blood work done to 6 weeks ago in your office. Liver in profile was normal. Hematocrit was up to 45.9, white count 5.7, platelet count was normal at 144,000, thyroid profile was normal. Impression number one, polycythemia, JAK2 negative, low ferritin level with mild increase in the hematocrit. Number two, myocardial infarction, mitral regurg, aortic stenosis followed by Dr. Shrisha Rao. Number three, IgM lambda polyclonic hemopathy. Number four, headaches which are better planned, CBC today. Last CBC 6 weeks ago had shown a hematocrit of 45.9. If the hematocrit is more than 45, she needs phlebotomy. Otherwise, follow up in 4 to 6 months. Again, I do appreciate care. Sincerely, enjoy saying it 10, 14, 13.